Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati is on the brink of its 30th anniversary. It's become the go-to stage in Cincinnati for compelling theater, especially for shows that still have the ink drying on their scripts, it seems. D'Lynn Myers is ETC's producing artistic director, and she's here with me in the studio this evening to discuss the regional premiere of Rebecca Gilman's 2014 play Luna Gale, which opens next week on Wednesday. The Los Angeles Times called this powerful drama about a social worker's dilemma one of this year's most valuable additions to American drama. Congratulations, one, on your 30th anniversary milestone, and on this getting this play to produce, and on coming back to Around Cincinnati to talk about it.
So happy to be here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a great way to start the 30th season.
Yeah. So Gilman's play was a Pulitzer Prize finalist a year ago. It originated in Chicago at the Goodman Theater. The title, Luna Gale, is a baby.
Indeed, a baby girl.
And she's the focal point of the play, but the story is really about the people around her.
Yes, and I think so often I am drawn to plays where there's a central theme, a central character, but what surrounds that central character is the much broader picture and the much bigger reason to do the play. Mm-hmm. You never see Luna Gale. We don't see the baby, but we certainly come to know her and feel as a society a responsibility for what happens to her.
So everyone in the story is concerned about her welfare.
Everyone.
And yet they have very different perspectives.
So
can you set us up with a little more background about what happens?
You have a very young couple who have the baby and are in love with each other and love their baby. You have the grandmother, the mother of the young woman who had the baby, who's very concerned about the baby. You have Carolyn, who is the social worker, who has made a career of trying to save children from the abyss of the foster care system. While she works within the foster care system, she tries every single day to make a better life. And then there's Lourdes, who is another young woman in the play, who is an outcome of the foster care system that Caroline's been working with for many, many years. There's Cliff, who's also works within the social care system, who's Caroline's boss, younger than her, probably really ambitious to go up within a system that has very little room for people to advance. And then, of course, there's Pastor Jay, who is the grandmother's pastor, who all in all encompasses the absolute spiritual heart of what he wants for this child in all sincerity. So I like the fact that there are no villains and no heroes in this piece. Everybody really does care. The one thing that unifies them is Luna Gale.
Mm-hmm. So what drew you to this as your season opener? Why this play?
Well, and you know, a lot of pressure to open the 30th. What is that to be? And we talked a lot about that internally in the staff. And it just came down to my belief that if you're going to be a theater dedicated to the best in contemporary work, then you need to put one of those up front. And Rebecca Gilman is one of the best writers in America today, in the world today. I loved her earlier plays, and either because of rights or because of this or that, it wasn't the right time to do it. But when this play became available, then this was the right woman to start the season with her voice for this 30th season. It really does encompass our mission of doing new works that have a social conscience. And the cast is tremendous.
Gilman's plays confront lots of social problems, and that's part of what really makes them so powerful. And I know that you resonate with plays that
Indeed.
Do that sort of thing. I mean, I can think of several in past seasons where you've done this sort of thing. In this show, she, as you say, she really shows a lot of empathy for all these characters and doesn't really portray anyone as a villain.
No.
And I think that's part of what makes this such a powerful play.
And if you think about Spinning into Butter and some of her other work, that is a theme whereby she tells a universal story in a very personal way and doesn't vilify the humans involved in very tough conflicts. So that's one of the one of her great strengths, I think. She truly writes people. She doesn't write characters.
Mm-hmm.
You could eavesdrop in any office in Cincinnati talking about childcare or young parents or grandparents. You could be sitting in a Panera listening to and overhearing a conversation and hear the same kind of talk that we'll hear in a vivid way on our stage.
Yeah. One of the reviews that I read of this says said that it offers no safe haven for our sympathies. And I suspect that not everyone is going to be satisfied with the outcome. You will identify with some of the characters more than others. And I suspect that's a kind of play that you really like. It gets people talking.
It does. And I can tell you, my reaction when I first read it was I just put it away. I did not like how unsettled I felt. It made my first initial reaction be, I'm not sure this is finished, in my mind. And then, of course, I kept thinking about it and kept thinking about it and kept thinking about it. So then I had to pull it back out and I'm like, oh, it's totally finished. The problem is this life, this world that we live in has no real resolution. All we can do is take a step along the way. And when I put a play aside and it won't let me ignore it, then that's why it always gets done.
You mentioned you have a great cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this cast distills what ensemble theater has been about for 30 years. You're giving work to local professional actors who
yes.
we see often because
yes.
they're good, they're talented, they can do diverse work. And then you're also helping young talent to launch their careers. Annie Fitzpatrick, mm-hmm. who I think many people who go to ensemble mm-hmm. certainly, but she's been at other theaters
sure.
here in town too,
absolutely.
Is playing Caroline, this exhausted but compassionate social worker who lives in this world of chaos.
Right.
Why was Annie right for this role?
Well, she empathizes. I mean, Annie has an enormous sense of dignity and grace under pressure, but she also has a tremendous empathetic heart. And I think that she has family history with family members who have been in the social care system, who have worked in that social care system. And she was just, for me, a very strong choice and a very strong reason to want to start our 30th season with Annie on our stage.
Mm-hmm.
She has been on that stage far before I got here and blissfully ever since. And pairing her with Kate Wilford to play the grandmother of the child, I thought was a very good thing in that they've worked together in many shows before. And I think that Kate Wilford is not only a woman of great dignity and great talent in this arena, but also someone that you resonate with. So I think she's going to bring Cindy, the grandmother's story, to life very well. But as you mentioned, a great joy is that three of last year's interns are making their professional debut, cast, paid, hired to be in this show. And I am thrilled that this play afforded the opportunity for them, quite honestly, to, quote, graduate from the program in June with Love and Information and then to move into Luna Gale as professional actors. That is a great joy.
And you have one more cast member, Brent Vimter.
I have Brent and Charlie.
That's right, and Charlie Clark. The mm-hmm. two of them, Charlie will be familiar to audiences at Ensemble because he's been there in a number of very different kinds of roles.
Very different. This will be very different from playing Benny in Cans on a Hard Body.
Yes.
Okay.
He will. Or the rock and roll doctor.
Or the rock doctor, rock and next to normal. Or the one of the first princes in Frog Princess.
Yes.
That's the longevity of Charlie with our company. And he will be playing Pastor Jay, who is the pastor to the grandmother, Cindy. And Brent makes his ETC debut, although I had the great pleasure of working with Brent at Cincinnati Shakespeare when I directed Private Lives a few years ago. And he's a terrific actor who will be making his ETC debut.
The show is also an opportunity to show off technical and design skills.
Mm-hmm.
Having read the script, I know that you move from a lot of places here. And I have to believe that Brian Mehring and Shannon Lutz are very busy trying to figure out how you're going to create all those scenes.
They have been, as they have been from day one, the most astonishing team in the universe to work with. Such great respect from me. And I think the audiences constantly are saying, what now? Oh my gosh, look what he did now. And they are a team. Brian looked at this script early on. So actually, he spent most of the summer preparing for this. And I don't want to give away what you'll see, but we do have to embody seven different locations. And Rebecca Gilman's writing tends to be cinematic, as does Char White's and several other people that are in our season. So when you're doing a play in a bank that's supposed to go to all these different places, it's always a challenge. I think the resolution of it, and there's an enormously strong statement when you come into the theater and when you see the set for the first time, there's an enveloping statement and an enveloping vision that Brian came to me with that I didn't even have to think twice about because it absolutely goes to the core of this play and how and why everything changes. So I think you're going to be very pleased. And of course, Shannon is the master of understatement when you cannot simply have anything prop-wise and over the top dressing when you can. So if you look at Iliad and Detroit 67 from last year, a couple of her masterpieces, what you'll see on this set is exactly what we have to have. Good team.
Ensemble Theater Cincinnati's 30th season kicks off with Rebecca Gilman's powerful, intelligent drama, Luna Gale, opening on Wednesday, September 9th. It will be on stage in the heart of Over the Rhine through September 27th. For more information, look for a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Lynn Myers, producing artistic director at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati, about her upcoming production of Luna Gale. Best wishes to you and your team for a successful 30th season.
Thank you. Thanks.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.